Sophie.
I want to use your sound bite for the thing, for the promo.
That's so lame.
Just say it.
Say it in the Maybach Music voice.
Is the mic still on? Just how you just said, it's lit.
Shut up. Oh my God, I'm crying.
Oh, we can do it later if it's a problem.
No, it's not that big of a deal. Right. Hey, is the mic still on?
Perfect.
Let's start the show. So we're just going to go ahead and jump into the question. The question is from Nafir 6. They want to know, what was the first hip-hop song you heard that had an emotional impact on you? For example, No Tears by Tupac was it for me.
I know you have one.
Of course I have one. I'm waiting for some.
Atmosphere. I've talked about this before.
That's why, I guess that's why I thought we had this question before, because I know Mike has kind of answered it before.
No, that was for something else we were talking about. It's got Fuck You Lucy.
It was
a breakup song. When I had like a hard ass breakup, that song just, I mean, it was always a dope song before, but when I had like a really, really bad breakup and all I did for an entire week was sit on the couch and drink whiskey every night, that song meant a lot more, because in the song, it's basically about a woman, well, on surface level, it's about a woman that left, but he's still in love with her, but at the same time, he's just like, fuck you, Lucy, because the problem is, I love you, Lucy. Now I'm going to sit and think, oh, fuck, how do I not know? Hold on a second. Fuck you, Lucy, because the problem is, I love you, Lucy. Now I'm going to sit back and drink and have another and dream about how you used to be my lover. It was something like that. So at the time, when when all I was doing was drinking, because I was just like, man, this is fucked up, that song was just like, damn. Like, you don't hear many rap dudes that will be that kind of vulnerable. It's not, at least not back then. Of course, you have Drake now. Yeah. But in the fucking 90s and the early 2000s, you didn't have rappers that were willing to be vulnerable. So when I heard a rap song that was like, yeah, I got my fucking heart broken and it fucking sucks and fuck this chick, but I still love this chick, but at the same time, fuck this chick. You know, so yeah, that was the first song where I was like, damn, that's some real shit.
Wait, so like you actually just met Slug, right?
Mm-hmm.
So did you bring it up to him at all?
Nope, I tried. No, I.
That's crazy.
When I met him, I was, man, I didn't want to be the fanboy. I was just like, look, he knows. Mm-hmm. At this point, he fucking knows. Mm-hmm. I've talked about him a million times. I'm doing it again right now. Mm-hmm. He knows that he's one of my favorite rappers. Mm-hmm. And I did post an Instagram pic of me and Slug, and I said in the picture, I intentionally did not bring up the fact that this dude's songs have meant a shit ton to me over the years. And I mean, he commented on the picture, so he saw the fucking write-up, he knows. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the first person to say that to him, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had millions of little nerdy ass fucking emo fans that I'm sure have told him, like, yo, your songs meant the fucking world to me when I was going through a rough time. So, no, I didn't tell him that. We talked about shit like eating bad food.
I don't know, because that was a great one. So like when you started talking, I'm like, okay, so my shit girls. Well, no, because I felt that like a lot of music when I first really got introduced to hip hop had a lot of different, it brought out a lot of different emotions in me that I didn't know that were there, because I started relating to a lot of different stuff. But if I go to, you know, the girl route or whatever, I would probably say Nas is KISSING. Cause like when I got
really? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, damn, beat your shit. Oh, no, open your fucking mouth.
I really did.
God. Nah, there were other songs that impacted me, but I don't know if I can say truly like on an emotional level.
It doesn't have to
like
be a girl's thing. It could be pops not being around. It could be you being broke. It could be anything.
Damn. So but I'm trying to think of the first one. Like your mom.
Go ahead, Ken. Let me look at the list.
So yeah, this took a minute, but Jay-Z's Where Have You Been? The one with Ben and Siegel.
Oh yeah, that one hit me too.
And being absent and not having your father there, because growing up,
my Rock
father,
La Familia.
Yeah, that one. Just listening to them talk about that, and growing up, you know, during my teenage years without my father, man, I was like, wow, that's some real ass shit. Yeah. To hear a rapper talk about them in that way. And you know, you listen to the song, you're like, man, you think about the moments that were missed mm-hmm. by not having your father there, especially at those critical moments, going from a teenager to a man.
Right. So you didn't teach me how to fight, ride a bike, none of that sorts of shit. Like, yeah. I was like, damn, yeah. man, that one did hit me.
It's not a lot, but.
Don't get it twisted. I ain't no bitch.
Yeah. What about no girls?
You know what I'm saying? What about no bitches?
What's interesting about that is, like, for me at least, I don't recall ever hearing a rapper really address that or talk about that mm-hmm. and talk about the different ways that they'll be a father, you know, because of that experience. But also, I never really thought about it. Mm-hmm. I just grew up. But I never thought about the impact of not having him there to guide me through mm-hmm. moments in life.
Did Dear Mama hit anybody like hard when it first came out?
See, I thought about that one, but
no, when it first came out.
Yeah,
I don't think that one didn't really kind of do it for me.
Mm-mm. Mm. I didn't really care about Tupac when that song came out, so. Mm.
Nah. I finally thought of one. The first verse off of El's Eyes, the Leak, I felt like he was pretty much speaking my life. And I think the line that got me when he said, because you know his mother passed away as well. So he said, I witnessed a few curses, screw nurses. My mama died, it do hurts worse than most stay. Not any gross pay can bring her back. She's up in heaven where the ghosts stay. So like hearing that, and then that whole first verse, that shit like kind of brought me to tears when I first heard that. It was off the Preference album.
How long ago was that?
2008, and she died in 2007.
Okay.
So like when I heard that shit, I was like, and just that whole first verse, if y'all haven't listened to it, listen mm-hmm. to it, that shit, I felt like he was speaking to me.
Yeah.
Like he was describing like me growing up in Detroit and everything, and then, right. you know, parents getting divorced and mother passed away, and mm-hmm. that shit hit me. And like the same, when he said screw nurses, that's how I felt. I was like, fucking screw nurses. Like mm-hmm. that shit was, yeah, that shit hit me, so.
So that was like the only thing that hit you like that before your mother passed, or was it anything like before 2007 that like hit you like
that,
emotional?
That stick out like a sore thumb, yeah. just because my mother. But I can't really. Mm-hmm. I had to really sit back and think, like,
yeah,
because I'm pretty sure I can find like about two or three more songs,
mm-hmm. yeah,
just that kind of, you know, put me in the emotional spot,
right?
So.
For me, I'm trying to go back and think like one of the very first time. Cause remember, I came to hip hop late.
So you ain't got no Pitbull songs? No.
Nah, man. Not that hit me emotionally like that. So I'm really trying to think because like Eminem, like when he first came out, Marshall Mathers LP, Eminem, like all of that stuff, like none of that really hit me. I just kind of enjoyed it for, you know, for him being yeah. fucking amazing. Even Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Like early, like when I got really put on the Jay and Nas, like all they were doing was just really kind of like explaining like a lot of the stuff that I seen through my dad, you know what I'm saying? But it didn't hit me then like that. That hit me later, you know what I'm saying, once I was older to really understand. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go somewhere completely different. I'm gonna go Big Crit, Boobie Miles. Like that Boobie song,
Boobie Miles,
off of Forever and a Day, off
yeah,
of one, yeah, one of my favorite projects. Mm-hmm. Like when he says because I feel like he's talking about me. Because when I was coming up, I was really good at sports, but I never took it the extra step. Like I never pushed it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And when I hear that song, it's like he's talking to me, because I felt like I was Boobie Miles. Like I could have been a lot more if I had my head on straighter, mm-hmm. if I actually had like the guidance, if I had people that were actually pushing me in that way, because my parents were very like hands off. Like they always made sure that I was in the right things, but they never like encouraged me, like, hey, you can be the best basketball player, you can do this. It was always me, but it was kind of like, okay, yeah, I'm nice, whatever, you
yeah.
know, but I never went past that. So like that song hits me directly because I felt like he was talking directly to me about it. So
there's another one that when I and I don't know if it really kind of hit me on that emotional level, but when I think about the song, I do recall like sometimes just thinking about like the lyrics. Scarface's I've never seen a man cry mm-hmm. until I seen a man die. Mm-hmm. Like when you really sit down and listen to that song and you think about like the plight of the black man and just the things that he's saying in that song and how that applies to a lot of people, you'd be like, damn, man, that's kind of fucked up, because he's really, really, really like serious and somber about it. And you never really think about, like, at least for me, I never had to really deal with shit like that But just listening to him just kind of describe it and go through it and just talk about it in that way, I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy. So that's another one that I thought about first until I went to Jay-Z. But the Jay-Z one hit me more on a personal level, but the other one hit me more on a socioeconomic level.
I guess speaking of socioeconomic, did like any Public Enemy songs hit anybody like that?
Not like on an emotional level, because it was all their songs. All they do is they just get you angry and pissed off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's emotional.
That's emotional. That's
but nah, yeah. Not like, they don't make you, at least not for me. Mm-hmm. Public Enemy never made me sit down and actually contemplate. They just made me get really pissed off about the fact that shit's fucked up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went through that song, but I can really think of one.
Nah. There's another song for me on that same project for Big Crit, which is, again, the reason why it's my favorite project. It's called Red Eye. And it's a relationship song.
I remember you said that in a review.
Yes.
Yeah,
did. Yes. Like, that song, at that point in time when it came out, was the epitome of my relationship. Mm-hmm. The whole push and pull, and, you know, I'm trying to do all of this, but then we're not on the same page. So then when I'm trying to love, you're trying to hate me. And then when you're trying to love me, I'm trying to hate you. And so, like, that, like, those two songs on that mixtape is the primary reason why I gravitate to that so much, because it like he was talking for me in those two songs, man. It was crazy.
Have you guys ever heard the song Sorry by Joyner Lucas?
I don't know who Joyner Lucas is.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a single. I don't think he has like any projects out. But
he? Is he a rapper?
Yeah, he's a rapper. Joyner Lucas. It's called I'm Sorry. So it's pretty much like, I saw a video for it on Twitter, I think, where he has, it's like a duo. So like pretty much his friend committed suicide. And so he was talking about it through his friend's perspective, like first, like when he decided to commit suicide. And then like it transitions to where he goes to his funeral and is talking about how it pissed him off that he committed suicide, but he wished he was there for him type thing. So that was something that I personally can't relate to, because I don't have a friend personally that committed suicide, but it's just like from the outside looking in, like I realized how crazy that complex could be. The music video is amazing, the way that they did it. So I think y'all should definitely watch it. That definitely touched me.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. That sounds interesting.
It's crazy how they do it. Like, the video is amazing.
There's a song, well, it's another, unfortunately, it's another atmosphere song called Mikey, that's about Idea, who died from a drug overdose. And that was another song that hit me, because I've had friends, unfortunately, die young from drugs, which you can call that, sometimes people do call that suicide, which I don't agree with that, but yeah, I would like to hear that song, because that's an interesting thing, because, you know, that's another thing a lot of rappers don't really talk about. They don't talk about suicide. They talk about, oh man, my homie got shot. Yeah. Fuck them niggas. They don't talk about, like, my homie was sad.
Yeah.
And shot himself, mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, so yeah, that's dope. I've never heard this person.
Yeah, it's a good song. I'll play for y'all after.
You have to watch this Sophie's video with Joyner Lucas.
Yeah. Nah, it just brought back when my boy had passed. And, you know, the song doesn't have anything to do, like, but it brings an emotional reaction because it reminds me of him. And the song is Shoulder Lean by Young Dro. Like, my boy, like, you know, like, look, man, growing up in Florida. Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Like, 11, let your shoulder lean. But look, let me break down the reason why.
Because
my boy Mike, man, he came to our high school later, and he thought he was like the big shit, you know, because he came from a public school, and I went to private school, and he was on varsity football.
So I didn't know you went to private school.
Yeah, I went to private school the majority of my life. Dude. Yeah, I only went to public school 2 years in my life. He came, and everybody kind of looking at him, tall ass, dark ass motherfucker. As soon as he came to the school, he made it seem like he was above everybody. But once you got to like know him, man, the most caring motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was literally my best friend. And I know, like, he's connected me to so many other people that have been so close to me too. So to hear, like, when he passed and all of that, and the reason why that song reminds me of him is because before he passed, he spent an entire week with me and my family before it happened. And at the time, that was his song. So we were right around in this Tahoe with 22s and 12s, listening to Shoulder Lean damn near the whole time. Like, he used to fuck with Dro, T.I., and a whole bunch of Atlanta dudes. And the music that he liked was just like that Southern boom shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, that song, anytime I hear it, it just kind of, you know, I got to hold something back because it just reminds me of him so much. But, it, you know, the song itself is whatever. But it's just because
it's that connection.
That time that I had with him before he passed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the one song that sticks out. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Nafir6, for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to our Twitter, AskDEHH, or our email, ask@deadandhiphop.com. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. Bye.